Walk to Run podcast with me, Hannah Phillips, where I find it easier to talk about running and tell you how to run than do it, I suppose. And you have to do the running, which is right up my street. So let's get on with the session. All right, let's just bang straight into this session, okay? There's going to be no Gerald for a little bit. I want you to walk for around 10 minutes. I will give him a little squeeze when I need you to trot, so to speak. But let's just crack on with the walking, okay? How is your body? This, don't forget, this is our meaty. Nearly forgot the vital bit. It's not. It could just be a session. I don't know. But this is our longer session. So nice and slow. Breathing, walking, chill out. Let's just get some movement in, okay? That's the key to all this. Someone has literally just sent me a message saying, because I recommended zone two, okay? Remember I've told you this before, that I had to go back to zone two, which was pretty much walking for ages. And I had to really, really slow down for a couple of months. But what it has done in the long term is made me much faster, right? It's completely backwards. But listen to the process, okay? Walking and slowing down will make you faster in the long run. It'll make you a better runner. So that's what we want to concentrate on when we're walking, all right? That message doesn't matter what anyone else's pace is, okay? How many times have we gone through this? How many times do I have to say, do not compare yourself to anyone else? I know it's easier said than done, because our world revolves around comparing ourselves to other people. Otherwise, there would be no economy. Remember that. It's all a marketing trick. Okay? You know? Even the people that, you know, on the front of the magazines, they put people on the front of the magazines because they want you to buy the magazine. Okay? And then they want you to buy into that world. Right? That's fine. That's great. If that's what you want to do, amazing. You cannot do that with running though. Everyone is on their own journey. And it really upsets me when people are like upset about their pace. Okay? I mean, I was there. Oh, Rupert's excited. I was there. That's not the pig. That's the dog barking. Okay? I was always like really like embarrassed about my pace and things like that. Now I'm like, do you know what? I've got the minerals to get out there and do it. Doesn't matter how slow or how fast or how wonky I run. Like, well, it doesn't matter if you're wonky. Please don't go wonky because you'll hurt yourself. But do not compare. Stop comparing. Anyway, how are your whys? Are your whys changing? Are you gripping onto them by your fingernails? Are you like having to force yourself out the door? It's all right. It's hard. Okay. And I was writing a piece on discipline this week. Which amused me immensely, because discipline to me is, it's like a muscle. Like I've said about willpower, human beings are really shit at willpower, and it's the same with discipline. We have to really, really work on our discipline. I'm doing a challenge at the moment. I think I've mentioned this. And I might publish my journal on it, because I've not done much shouting about it. And last night I was like, why haven't I done much shouting about it? And I think it's partly because I'm a bit, like, I'll finish it. I'll do this 75-day challenge. There is no question. My discipline is phenomenal now. And last night my little negative brain was like trying to go, you are not telling people because you fail. And I'm like, absolutely not. I am going to smash this. And I'm at a position where I genuinely believe that. And it's a really hard challenge. It's called 75 hard, for goodness sake. It's a really hard challenge. But I will do it. And I think it's because I'm fully on board with it. And I think the people who are successful in the walk to runs, as opposed to the people that sort of drop out, are the people who are really invested in it. And their whys are important, okay? In my ears, if I do this 75-day challenge, and I'm disciplined with my diet and my exercise and my water intake, maybe I can have a glass of wine. I mean, that won't happen. That really won't happen. And I said to someone on the track last night said to me, you must be the most disciplined person in the world. And I was like, yeah, maybe. I was like, but I just need this challenge as proof, which is bizarre. But it's a why, all right? It's a why. I've got it in my back pocket. And every time I go to think about chocolate, I'm like, go back to your why, Han. So I have not had like a hot drink in 8 days. I've stuck to a diet for 8 days and I have exercised twice a day for 45 minutes. I've also read 10 pages of a non-fiction book. Now, I'm not telling you this to make you feel shit about yourself. It's a hard challenge. It's a mentally resilient challenge. It's not a fitness one. It's specifically about your brain. And I'm not telling you that because I want you to feel shit or I want you to feel like you are not disciplined. I'm telling you that because I want you to know that you can be disciplined. You absolutely can. I think you can train up to be. I think, though, your why has to be so strong. And I talk about this loads. I talk about, like, anchoring in on emotions, you know. I'm really picturing myself at the end of this 75-day challenge, going to a coffee shop, having the biggest piece of cake and the biggest cup of tea ever, and how that's going to make me feel. Which is really interesting, because I was listening to a podcast on happiness yesterday, and the guy on there was basically saying that happiness, there's an equation for it. There's a mathematical equation for happiness, okay? He was saying, like, the rain doesn't make you unhappy or happy. It's just rain, okay? The rain will make you unhappy if you want to sunbathe. And that's all about expectation. And I was like, oh, yeah. Now, the expectation of having that cup of tea and that cake is high. And I know it'll be okay because I'm going to pick a good place and I'm going to have a cup of tea. I hope it's not going to disappoint me, you know? If I, like, stumble around and go to a shit place and have a shit cake and a weak, manky cup of coffee, a cup of tea, I don't want coffee, cup of tea, I'm going to be disappointed. So happiness is a lot about expectations as well, which is mental. So, like, think about what you're expecting after these sessions are up. Like, what are you expecting on that last run, you know? How are you going to feel, you know? And I think this is why we're, like, happy at birthday parties and stuff, because we expect what's going to happen, because we kind of know what's going to happen, don't we? We know there's going to be cake and drink and stuff like that, you know? When we go to the beach, we know we're going to be happy if the weather's nice. Because the sea's there and the sand's there and it's nice. And he said that about the sea. He was like, we know we're happy in nature because we know what we're getting. We absolutely know. Even though there's flies and bugs and, you know, maybe mud on the floor, we know what we're getting. So our expectations have been met already. And he was saying this is the problem about relationships, which absolutely fascinated me. It's another diary of the CEO, and it's the happiness expert. So have a listen to that if you've got 2 minutes. It was really, I think it was quite life-changing for me, if I'm totally honest. And Stephen says that at the start. He's like, this is the podcast that's had the most profound effect on me so far. So I totally recommend that. But think about it. What's your expectations? All right. And we're still walking, by the way. And we're still breathing, hopefully, and we're still enjoying what's around us. Not what's around us. We do not do this. And I know it sounds wanky. I really do. But I think I told you about that. I have no idea what I've told you and what I haven't told you now. About the lady that gave up her job because she hadn't heard the birds sing. Like, obviously a really privileged position to be in. But how often do we take the birds singing for granted? Like, take some time. And I think that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. It's going to be acceptance and it's going to be about slowing down, because we've covered rest and we've briefly covered sleep. And I could literally talk to you for about 20 hours solid on sleep. But I don't want to bore you to sleep. I find it fascinating. I think it's because I didn't sleep as a kid, but that's a whole other podcast. But let's talk about acceptance, rest, and expectations. That'll be nice today, won't it? I'm hoping that you took on board about the rest and that it's been a few days since you've... Because I think it was the last episode. So hopefully this is a couple of days later now and you can enjoy this, knowing, being a bit smug and being like, yeah, I rested, hun. I'm a rester. Woo! So just before we stop walking, you've only got one run today, okay? So I'm going to squeak Gerald in about 40 seconds and then you've got one run and then we're going back down to another 10-minute walk. Is that okay? I'm going to try and keep talking for the next however long. I'm not going to tell you. But you might have to, I might run out of stuff to say, if I'm totally honest. So you might have to do the 10-minute walk home by yourself. But what you could do, in fact, that's what we'll do. That could be a little homework. on your 10-minute walk home, I want you to really notice your surroundings, and I want you to pick 10 things that sort of interest you. That's a good one, isn't it? And that totally cops it out for me. So we are just about to get ready for the run, and then we'll crack on with talking a bit more. And I'm going to squeak Gerald now. Off you go. Nice pace. Slow down. Remember, I said, sorry, I've got to scratch my stomach. I nearly said tummy. My mother hates the word belly, see? Oh, and again, another podcast, another time. So, slow down, okay? You've probably set off, like Meatloaf said, bat out of hell and all that. What's the other one? Paradise Under the Dashboard Light. I could play that for you 10 minutes, couldn't I? I don't know whether the legal things let me play music. Anyway, I digress. Let's talk about expectations a bit more. Let's not, because I think we've pretty much covered that. When you go home tonight, or when you're on your 10-minute walk thinking of interesting things, what are your expectations? Remember when I said about your whys? Remember when I said really embrace how you feel? Like, how are you going to celebrate? Are you going to do a park run and then go for a really big breakfast after? Are you going to go out on your own and do half an hour run in and come home and have a lovely Epsom salt bath? Or other salts are available. Or are you going to buy yourself some new running kit? I totally recommend, after this, going to get your gait done. We've got an independent shop in Merthyr, don't forget. And they are fantastic at gait analysis. You could buy yourself a new pair of trainers. How are you going to feel walking into that shop, or any shop, knowing that you have completed a walk to run session? Imagine what that feels like. Really imagine it. Do that tonight when you're in bed and when you're being grateful and all that, those things. Like, really, really hunker down. And I don't know why I say these weird things, because I've got imagination now. I'm imagining all of you hunkering down in bed in the least rude way possible. You're not being rude. You're just sort of like going into the fetal position. I mean, that might be a cup of tea. I don't know. Let's not go there today. Let's not. I've had a good sleep, by the way. This diet I'm on is really working for me, and I've been really productive, and I'm pretty excited. So it's either some sort of manic episode that's happening, or I am just top of my game. I genuinely believe this is the real me and I'm top of my game. And everything's sort of fallen into place with this diet, which is quite exciting, really. I'm hoping it is a bit of a kickstart. I'm hoping it's a bit of a lifestyle change, really, for all of us, because our diets are appalling and we need to crack on with that. We need to really shape up with that. I've got three little girls that have got to go into the world and I want it better. Although I'm laughing because there was a memory came up on my Facebook today of me holding, it's a picture of me holding a moon cup, and I've captioned it underneath saying, oh my God, I'm going to save the planet. I hope Blossom's grandchildren, you know, are really grateful for me using this really eco-friendly menstrual system. And I'm laughing because I'm pretty sure it was the moon cup that dislodged my coil, which then got me pregnant with Kiki. Like, let that sink in. I was trying to save the planet. I mean, we never found my coil, so I don't want to frighten you lot that's got coils, but my coil went and we never found it, and I got pregnant really quickly with our middle one. And then I thought, fuck the planet. Let's have a third. I honestly didn't. I had a week down the caravan with my mum, and when I got home, I needed a cutch. And because I didn't trust any sort of contraception after the coil moon cup incident, we were just going with a pull out method, which is really non-advisable. Please make sure your contraception is okay. All right, look at me being all contraceptive friendly as well. I mean, I might change the name of this podcast, who knows? But yes, okay. Where are we going with that? I've had sleep, diet works, lifestyle change, brilliant. Acceptance. Let's talk about acceptance. I mentioned it last week. I say last week like I do this weekly. I mentioned it on the last podcast, on the last session. By the way, this is our last session of block four. How exciting is that? I'm very excited about that. Keep running. Anyway, acceptance. I read this quote about someone who started accepting things for like what they were, and that it had had a profound effect on her mental health. So I literally started accepting things. So when my kid was screaming last night because she refused to come to bed, I was like, just accept that her mood, she is acting out because there's something going on. Just accept it. And it worked. I mean, I didn't get as cross. I was still cross, but I didn't get as cross, which is kind of game changing, really. And I think acceptance. So if we talk about your pace, accepting your own pace and that you're working really hard is massive. And if you can do that, I think you're on to a winner. Like, honestly, accepting who you are is huge. And I get that that's going to take a lot more work than me babbling on down a wire to get you to, or through your ears, to get you to understand that. But acceptance is, like, super important. How do I say this? Let's just use it in terms of running, okay? Accepting your pace, accepting your shape, accepting that you're trying your hardest, accepting that, you know, you're very, very lucky and privileged to be running, you know? Like, these are massive, massive things. And I'm definitely, like, and I have definitely implemented it quite a bit more over the last couple of days. And it's quite exciting, really. I think it's really exciting anyway, that we sort of, well, I'm definitely evolving, definitely, which is music to my ears. But yeah, definitely evolving. So what else did we say we talk about? Acceptance, expectations, and pace. And I honestly think we've covered pace as much as we can. I know breathing, like I've said about breathing will dramatically decrease the pain and the discomfort you'll feel. So once you've got your breathing right, your form will come better and your pace will improve. And again, I think you've got the memo that I really don't give a shit about pace. I don't care if you do a 16-minute park run or you do a 3-day park run. Like, I literally don't care. As long as you're out there moving, I am a very happy Hannah. And these are the bits we miss. These are the magic bits that we miss, you know? It doesn't matter. Get out there, enjoy it. So, comparing, I think if we had a topic, if we had to title this one, it would be comparing. Accepting our expectations, our contraceptives, our pace, comparison. Oh, I did comparing, didn't I? I was really enjoying my voice then. I hope you are, or we screwed. So yeah, let's touch on the anchoring emotions a bit more. So I don't know whether I've ever told you this. There's a process called the rewind where we can unhook therapists, qualified therapists, and training ones, by the way, I am capable of doing this, can unhook any sort of bad emotion that you get with a memory, okay? Now, it doesn't erase that memory. This is not eternal sunshine of the spotless mind. Unfortunately, we're still working on that. I hope someone's working on that. Can you imagine just erasing people from your life? I would have erased my old English teacher. He passed away recently and loads of my school were like, oh my God, it's so sad. And I was like, he was horrible to me. He literally asked me, he told me that my exam result had been like a pure accident and I must have had a wonky examiner. Honestly, I mean, who went on to have the English degree? Who went on to have the best-selling book? So I would have erased him because I'm obviously still very bitter and upset about it. I have not accepted those things. Maybe I should work on that today, except that he maybe was going through some stuff and took it out on me. And that's fine. God, look at that. I've had my own therapy session in my living room, trying to get people to walk the run. You couldn't write it, kids. You couldn't. I should, but you couldn't. So yeah, anyway, you can unhook this bad, back to the rewind, by the way, you can unhook this bad emotion from the memory. And I think if you can do that, you can hook maybe expectation to goals, you know? So I've got a stand-up gig at the end of June. I don't know when this is going out, but so we've got like, say a month and a bit. So we got about 6 weeks, okay? And I've seen a Fred Perry dress that I really want to wear for this gig. And I showed Scott last night and I was like, I'd look nice in this. And he was like, you would look nice in that. And I was thinking, imagine now if I drop a little bit more weight and I would have, you know, I'd be pretty much nearly finished my challenge by then. I think the 70 days should be up or close to, really close. So I'll have the discipline resource in my backpack as well. I'll be like, on that stage, really, really confident. So I've already got expectations, you know? I've already got expectations. And now we've got to hope that the expectations meet the goal. And that's where the happiness sort of comes in. And I think accepting that I can't control that would be even more grown up, wouldn't it? Oh, I'm loving this. I'm not going to lie. I've had a couple of epiphanies here, which is amazing. These meaty sessions might be horrible for you, but I absolutely love them. So, yeah. If we think about your goal again, and maybe let's think about some other ones as well as the running, like what's going to come of the running. Now, I think, again, if we think about acceptance and expectations, like I've sold you a dream, haven't I? Like I've said, like running changed my life. I had all these friends. I had a book published. I got a job, Queen Welsh Athletics, like a dream job. Like, when you think about it, like when you really think about it, that's probably not going to happen to you guys. Because you've probably got no interest in writing a book and you've got no interest in working for Welsh Athletics and maybe you've already got a massive friendship group. You know? That's mad, isn't it? I hadn't thought of it that way. So scrap absolutely everything I've said before today. I'm kidding. Please don't scrap everything I've said. But maybe think about expectations, which is a wicked tool to have in that toolbox, isn't it? I'm literally going to go away and write a workshop on this, I think. Expectations and managing them. How amazing is that? I'm probably going to come across a brick wall. My next podcast, our next session will start with, fuck your expectations. Get rid of them. You can't be happy with expectations. But let's see how it goes. I mean, I'm very good at the running side of things, as in like getting you walk to running. Changing your life is still a little bit difficult for me, I think. Because we don't know, do we? We don't know what's going on with anyone. So have a think. Please let me know. Please, if you can message or email me if anything has landed with this one, I'd be really, really curious to know about it. And hopefully I can let you know about my gig in a couple of weeks and whether I got the Fred Perry dress and whether I was very funny and whether I look muscular in the photos because I'm working out so much. I'll probably get on stage and need a wee straight away because the amount of water I'm drinking. Like I'm drinking 4 litres of water a day. Like I've had to put electrolytes in it now because I think that I didn't even know that was a thing. But if you drink a lot of water, you need to sort of add electrolytes because they are the things that make you, I don't even know. I'm just literally on all these Facebook groups now listening to people, which I do not advocate or advise. Like, it's mental. Absolutely mental. But there we are, a day in the life of Hannah, eh? So, takeaways before we haven't got long and you'll be walking again, you'll be pleased to know. And I hope you've taken it nice and slowly and nice and gently and you've listened to what I've said and maybe my monotone... who am I kidding? I have no monotone. I've got the valiest voice in the world, like a little sing-songy bird, which is funny because I'm going to tell you to look at the birds now, and I, or listen to the birds, like one of those weird people. Not the weird people that listen to birds. These are, I'm not even getting into that now. I cross so many lines on this podcast, it does my head in, honestly, absolutely does my head in. So we are coming into the last 40 seconds of running. How was it? You're on the home stretch, okay? I'm literally running out of stuff to say by you. it's because I know it's coming. You know, remember when I said I can't multitask? I've got my head now watching the stopwatch so that you don't go any further, because I don't want you to go any further. I don't want you to do more than you need to do. Because I was telling someone about this the other day. Someone asked me about where we are with this program and Couch to 5K. And I said, this isn't a Couch to 5K. This is a Walk to Run. I scrapped Couch to 5K a couple of years ago when they ask you in week five, which is the week we are... Walk, please. Walk, please. We're walking for 10 minutes now, but you might not have my voice for 10 minutes. We'll see how this goes. But my theory with Couch to 5K, because I had some data with Welsh Athletics, we know that at week five, loads and loads of people drop out at Couch to 5K, okay? So I was like, why are they dropping out? Why is everybody dropping out? And when I looked at the sessions, because I never did Couch to 5K, I think they do 4 minute running, 1 minute walking, no, 4 minute running, 2 minute walking in week four. And then in week five, somewhere in there, they gave you to run 20 minutes full, like just off you go. Now I've just got you to do 15 minutes there with 10 minutes walking either side. So well done if you ran all the way. Well done if you walked all the way. Well done if you did a bit of both. And you know what? Well done if you got the balls to listen to this while sat on the sofa, because I imagine it's like Chinese torture. So well done. But yeah, week five, I think they get you to do 20 minutes. And that's one hell of a jump. And it's one hell of a confidence breaker as well if you can't do it. So I don't really like the Couch to 5K method. I like this one, not just because I created it, but because I like it. And I think it would work. Well, it does work. I've been delivering it now for a couple of years and it definitely works. I've had people start doing this and go on to run for their club, you know, at league and stuff like that. So stick with it. Keep going. Let me work out where you are now. You've just done 2 minutes of walking, so you've got another 8 minutes of walking to do, please. I'm going to end it here, and I'll give you your homework in the exit, okay? I'll just say it quickly now again. Remember, I want you to find 10 interesting things that you wouldn't have noticed if you weren't looking round. I want you to go home and work on your expectations and start accepting things. And phone the GP if you need new contraception. Is that okay? Marvellous. So about another 8 minutes of walking, please. And I will see you for session 13. That's block five. We're going into block five. Amazing. Sorry about my language in a few places. I was very excited today. Like I said, some sort of manic episode going on by all accounts. But there we go. Don't forget, check out 10 things you wouldn't have noticed. Work on your expectations, acceptance, and your contraceptive methods. All right, have a good one. Well done. That is block four complete.